I make this. I lean it out so my calf they can stay here in a raining day.
Air Filavan slides open a new door that connects a decrepit old barn to a brand new shelter he's built. He's made many other improvements on the 11-acre farm he bought 3 years ago in Milo, Iowa. This season, he's raising 4 beef calves and preparing areas for the Muscovy ducks he plans to add soon.
I didn't think I would do a farm, but now I get out and do a farm.
Filavan came to the United States from Laos over 30 years ago as a refugee. His English is good and he's comfortable in this country. But even so, on top of all the other challenges of starting a farm, he's got a few extras. And a different perspective. During his early years in Laos, he spent time on his grandfather's rice farm, and he says that background will make his farm different from those around him.
American farm, they have tractor, they have machine, they have new technology, they have new science, new idea. My farm is going to be own style, Laotian style.
Filavan is open to learning all he can, and he's finding his neighbors are quite willing to help him. He's also gotten connected with additional mentors thanks to Practical Farmers of Iowa's Savings Incentive Program. Mark Strobe runs that program.
Basically, we walk people through the process of creating a farm.
Strobe says applicants must already be involved in a farm. If they're accepted into the program, the beginning farmers must save money each month, attend workshops, and meet with a mentor. Then they write a business plan. After 2 years, if they've met the requirements, their monthly savings are matched, up to $2,400. Strobe says of the 60 program participants so far, Filavan is one of just 2 immigrants. But Strobe says Filavan fit the program well.
He has that entrepreneurial zing that really makes things go.
Strobe matched Filavan with mentor Matt Russell from nearby Coyote Run Farm. Russell says he sees echoes of his own farm's launch and countless other small farms started in recent years in Filavan's plans. Russell recognizes the drive.
It's not like he has an immigrant's interest and passion. I mean, he really has an American interest that we're seeing all across the country.
Still, Russell says some aspects of the farm will require extra attention. Filavan wants to sell his ducks to other Laotians.
If, in fact, what you want to do is sell the live duck to the immigrant who's going to butcher the duck themselves, not a problem. There's a legal way to do all of that.
But it's not the common way, and Russell says he hopes to help Filavan figure out how to do it properly. After all, Russell says,
the history of Iowa is really about new immigrants coming to this state and bringing with them a whole treasure trove of traditions and ways of looking at the world.
In the 21st century, immigrants are a growing segment of the farming population nationwide, not just agricultural workers, but farm owners and operators. Like Filavan, many combine experience from their home country with the resourcefulness and innovation long known to farmers everywhere.
This is a water tank.
Dozens of garden hoses are looped on fence posts throughout Filavan's farm. He runs them from the house so he doesn't have to haul 5-gallon buckets of water, 2 at a time, to his animals.
Can you figure out what is that?
He points to a piece of white PVC pipe lashed to a couple of posts and angled into a metal trough.
When I run the water from the house, through here, put in here, sometimes it fell out and keep me busy and it's a lot of work. I don't want that.
Now he slips the hose through the pipe and it stays put. Filavan says he's constantly learning and always trying to improve. Someday, maybe he'll buy more land and more cattle, even quit his day job, but not anytime soon.
Between job, between work in the city and farm, both of them make me happy. I love it.
After 3 decades in this country, this new farmer has found his American dream. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.